Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and 7. Irving breaks it back. Wolf World bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillwork Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Good morning. Welcome into Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, and sure enough, YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. I am Joe Fisher. Across the faux marble table, Rashad Taylor, and across the glass is Jordan Schultz. Schultzy, what is good on this Sunday morning, fellas? How y'all doing?
I'm tired.
I mean, tired. I assume.
Headphones are loud over here today, but, you know, can turn those down. But, yo,
more snare.
A little tired.
More snare.
A little tired.
Yeah. I say begrudgingly because I'm not well. Not well this morning, Joe.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah. I mean, we were just discussing this as well, and, you know, plenty of time to get to all that. But last week we were not here. It was the Thanksgiving weekend, and we got Wally pipped because of just scheduling and us not wanting to be here because it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Frankly, it was nice to sleep in, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, I think it was like the morning of I realized, I was like, oh, yeah, that would have been an 8 a.m. show. So we would have done back-to-back 8 a.m. shows on a Sunday morning, which, you know, tip of the cap to the Monday through Friday morning show guys, Dirt and Sprague, for waking up this early. I feel like waking up at 4 a.m. on a Monday is equivalent.
That's torture.
I feel like that is equivalent, though, to waking up at like 6:30 on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like that, waking up at 4 o'clock. Number one, it's still night. I don't care what anybody says. That's still, I mean, I get it's a.m., but that's clearly,
you know, PM, but waking up that early to get here and prepping and stuff like that prior, you know, that means if you wake up at 4, your night's over at 7.
Yeah, I think Sprague says he goes to bed like at 10 after 8-ish, which is literally my 8:00 was my bedtime when I was 9, 10, 11 years old.
Which sucks because one of the big things that those guys have to do is cover the Blazers, you know, all year or, you know, cover baseball.
Not so much this year.
I mean, not so much this year, but, you know, when still things happen and, you know, you have to make sure.
Sum that up in the last segment.
You know, you might have to, if you're one of those guys, you might have to end up at the game, you know, doing some stuff one day. And so, you know.
Like at the Blazers game?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you'll find either of those guys at a Blazers game.
I mean, you
doing
might, depending on who's playing.
Work related.
Depending on who's playing, I think you can convince, you know, true. Sprague to get out. Dirt, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
Dirt
I mean, maybe not. Sprague,
the only,
for sure.
The only stadium or arena you're getting Dirt to is the Coliseum for some Winterhawks games.
No, yeah. And again, I think they'd have to be premium.
And Autzen.
They'd have to be premium seats just to get Dirt out there for fun.
Yeah,
like you have to pay Dirt to do some stuff.
Yeah, I was asking.
Dirt sound like Rob.
No, hey man, like Dirt's about the moolah, and I'm not mad at him.
Listen, and there does become a point, and I think it is with age. I totally get it. Like the last 2 years, going to Ducks games have been fun. I'm like, F the drive, 12-hour day, whatever. I'm all about it. You go to a few of them all in the same year. It had been an 8-year gap between I went to games when I was in college and last year.
You miss it. You definitely develop like some of those fond, like, oh, I need to get there FOMO feeling.
And I was at Oregon, so my drive was, there wasn't a drive. I drove to my buddies in downtown Eugene by campus, and then we walked to the game, if that was the case. So I get it. Like, I was asking Isaac, I'm like, what would you need to go to Autzen and go to a Ducks game? Like, just hypothetically, is it... like chopper? Do you need to be choppered in and like lowered down at the 50? And he's like, and he's like, come on, like, you know, I'm not that, you know, high maintenance. But
I could see Rob needing like a golf cart to take him to his to his seat or something like that. Yeah, to his parking spot.
Well, even I need a Gator ride. Like that, it's not a golf cart. It's like a step up. It's a little John Deere Gator golf cart, essentially. That
dude,
actually
how fun are those though?
And they take me out to the car after we do the show. It's so awesome. So even I, the lowly Schultze, gets a little bit of the red carpet treatment down at Autzen Stadium.
The Gator. Dude, who didn't love the Gator in high school? You see the football coaches or whatever driving those around the practice fields, the grounds. You're like, God, that looks a lot of fun. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I need some cookies in those Gators. Yeah, a lot of stuff to get to. As far as college football goes, there was a game on Friday that I haven't really looked at or thought about or really gave my thoughts and opinions to anyone about. And so you're going to get that fresh off the press this morning. But did either of you guys almost die driving in this morning from hydroplaning?
Was it just me?
It's a wet one out there. Yeah.
I feel like this is my annual PSA. My God, drive safely on the freeways, because I had to explain to my son this morning what hydroplaning was because it was happening so damn much.
Go
out there.
Slow today.
Yeah, just go. Like, everybody wants to go, you know, as fast as they get. Everybody's so impatient. I don't get it when driving. I'm a cruiser. I don't know about you guys, but I'm in no real rush to get where I'm going. You know, to quote the great Chili Palmer, when you're important, people will wait. And so I'm like, I'm never rush to get somewhere. So people just speeding past you. I feel bad for anybody on the bus or like on the max, and that a-hole comes by with the, you know, the tire and gets water on you, splashes water on you. Like that's a tough one to handle, because there's no way you're not pissed for the rest of the day.
I mean, if it's dry out, I'm going to go faster, but not. I'm not an inbred S-hook. I will absolutely slow down if it's, you know, if it's pouring cats and dogs, like fists full of rain are falling on my windshield. Yeah, I'm going to slow down. So, no, that was really scary, but I'm also to the point where, like, I need new tires, like, really badly.
It's that time.
And I was kind of concerned that it was my situation that was making me extra slippery, but no, it sounds like it's everybody this morning.
No, yeah, it's not cool.
Well, this reminds me now, because who doesn't like a good puddle, right? Like you drive by or walk by, you're like, dude, that's a big ass puddle. Like there is that childlike instinct to instantly want to go and jump in that.
Let's splash on this and see how big it is.
I saw one last night. Do you remember when Jackass had that one bit where they were doing puddle skimboarding? Like, they would find giant puddles in Seattle or Portland, because a few of the guys were from here.
A lot of the early Jackass stuff is filmed right here, yeah, you know, in Portland.
And they would find these giant puddles, like, in parking lots, and they find those skimboards that you can, you know, take to the beach and ride on the water right there.
Yep.
And they would ride these puddles.
Yeah.
And literally, I got the instinct last night. I'm like, dude, I wish I had a skimboard right now. I would crush that puddle right now, man.
Jackass, one of the things I would say that has not aged well over the last 20 years.
Oh, I think it's aged fantastic.
I don't know. I think Jackass is pretty... It's listen, watching people get hurt is never
not going
to be funny.
Put that in the time capsule and show people 100 years.
Seriously, there's like, watching people get hurt is never not funny. It's so unfortunate. As long as they're okay, right? As long as there's like no broken bones or anything, when like if someone falls, I'm sorry, that's funny. Like, that's not funny. You're not going to laugh. Like, mind you, if it's an older person or a small child or something like that, okay, cool. But like, you see someone. Like, my favorite is those real cute girls at, like, the bars and stuff, and they're trying to be cute with the heels, and they give that little, like, that little wobble, you know what I'm saying, that little thing. Like, when that wobble happens, a lot of them can't recover that very well, and so to watch the tumble, oh my gosh, man, it's so funny.
No.
Yeah, right, seriously, you know, because they're trying to catch themselves with them heels, or look like, you know, a baby fawn trying to catch themselves with in those heels. And watch him fall, yo! Like it's a funny thing to watch.
Okay, I hear you, but when I guess I'm going dark here. When Johnny Knoxville's the only one that comes out okay, and he got one guy that died,
and okay is a
exactly it's a very relative term.
Yeah,
he got one guy that died and crashing to a tree, drunk driving, and Ryan Dunn. You have another one
that wasn't a stunt though.
No, but I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about the stunts necessarily being the things that killed them. Then you have another guy that's almost dead in Bam Margera. So,
well, do you think these dudes listen? These dudes Steve-O, are not sober
on
doing
and off
this
to
stuff.
Addicted to painkillers,
like,
because of
that's,
an injury.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to do some of the things that these guys did, you're not sober.
Yeah. You're leaning into what I'm saying. This show did not age well.
Yeah. Oh, well, again, it's not like the show was, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville and I'm going to rail this line of coke.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Steve-O, and I'm going to do
these
some
PCP. These are prostitutes. Yeah.
Trust me, there's a video, a whole movie of Steve-O doing PCP that you can watch, and it follows him for like a week. It's not fun. It's not a great watch at all, but I'm not going to watch that. I'm going to watch Steve-O take a taser to his balls or his nipples, you know? I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, but
I'd rather watch them... do a riot control test where Johnny Knoxville takes a beanbag from a shotgun right in his gut.
You're so right. No, and those videos are so fun to watch, but every time, without fail, the YouTube algorithm, after you've watched 3, 4, 5, 6 of those, it takes you to the Adam Carolla failed late night show where Steve-O was hammered off his booty.
That's
and
true.
And was, I mean, it was one of the worst live television appearances of all time.
Steve-O is now sober, though.
Is now sober.
He is.
So
he is.
Silver lining. I'm now gone down the rabbit hole of best Jackass stunts of all time.
Oh, man.
A top list.
The personal potty has to be on there.
Oh, yeah. It's number 7. The poop. The poop cocktail supreme.
Thank you.
But right below that, a personal favorite because of the local ties is the rent-a-car
demolition
derby.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They rented that car. I believe now. It used to be like a playground place where you can buy those big wooden playground structures, but it's right on the exit, the Greenbird exit off of 217 over by the Shiloh Inn, Washington Square. That used to be the rental car place right there on the corner by the freeway. And that was, I think that was the first.
That's the first one.
The first bit from the first movie.
From the first movie, yeah.
Like they do the credit scene when they're coming down on the shopping cart down the hill. And then that is the first bit in the movie is the rent-a-car demolition derby.
My favorite line in that is like, well, you're going to pay for this car. And he said, somebody needs to pay for this car. Johnny Knoxville goes, well, I ain't.
I brought it back with full tank of gas.
Full tank of gas. Like, what do you mean? That was hilarious, man. Like, and so that's how I went to go see that in the theater.
He pulls the blow-up dolls out of the back and starts walking away.
Yeah, like, that's a, they're a genius. Man, I think we have to give a big shout-out. Prior to Jackass, the Tom Green show. Like, people don't give Tom Green enough credit because he was the original you know, Jackass, if we're being real, you know, kind of gave
we're going back,
an opening for those guys to come out and kind of do some of the things.
CKY,
that they
did. When Bam Margera was doing all that stuff with the CKY.
Yeah, man.
Those videos, I think that was
they were everywhere.
Jackass,
Bam too. Got a show based off of, you
Viva
know.
Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
That was after Jackass.
That was
Jackass
still like, a piece of ass. I'm yeah. sorry.
What are you talking about? Don Vito?
I love that. Phil?
Who
you
actually
know,
ended up being a terrible human being.
He had Don Vito, who was a terrible human being, and Bam, who just beat the S out of his parents for no real reason.
Well,
just
his
good
dad.
And
his
funny.
Dad.
His dad, not his mom. Let's make that clear.
No, but his mom's in the background getting emotionally beaten because she's like, Bam, stop!
One of
Bam!
The, well, it was pretty funny when they had the gator in the house, and then
oh, yeah,
she
or,
showed up.
Or in the movie with the putting
funny.
The fireworks in the bedroom, you know, early in the morning. Like, that was... Or fireworks in the
Jordan,
in the
you
truck.
Laughed at this 20 years ago. Do not pull this left-hand turn. I don't know about this.
I'm
dying.
I've evolved so much
stuff.
Past Jackass
yeah. no,
now.
I'm wondering which was a worse watch in my head. The show next on MTV or Viva La Bam? Just not
I
sure
know,
which
man.
Piece of trash.
No, I will
worse.
Say mid-2000s, like,
MTV
was dating was great
yes.
and also pretty deplorable, too.
Oh, man, next
awful.
Dismissed. You are dismissed. Parental control. Get out
Rental
of here.
Rental raiders.
Dismissed yeah. is next. Yeah, that. Yeah, next. You had five people and you lasted like a dollar per minute or something like that on every day.
Yeah,
was
I remember
concept.
That
concept. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was always my favorite on Room Raiders. They're like, oh boy, time to break out the black light.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start showing the black light over like the bed sheets.
Yeah, let's go over any 16-17-year-old teenagers. Like, come on, guys. Like,
well, I don't think it was
awful.
16-17. That would be, you know, really gross then.
Well, I thought that's the key demo of kids they brought on.
Well,
I feel
key
like that,
demo,
at least
but
on,
the
like
people on MTV that they were doing these dating shows were 16-17-year-olds.
Oh, this was
unless
a, that was a Room Raiders was a dating show. You're right.
Yes,
sorry. I kind of confused it with like the makeover.
Let's
show.
Go into this 14-year-old's room
well, no,
and totally
they
expose
did.
His ass.
They would bring kids on and then try to like help them attain a goal. Like one kid wanted to like run track. Like what was that show? Like,
they
want to
be made.
Thank you, MTV Made. Yes.
Listen,
I'm
like a you know the almanac of MTV. I know all the MTV, VH1, BET
oh.
shows.
I Love New York, Rock of Love with
man,
Bret Michaels.
Flavor of Love, bro.
Oh,
like, there isn't a better Strange
think,
Love with Brigitte Nielsen
I think
and
this
Flavor
was,
Flav.
I think this was VH1, but Finding Love with Tila Tequila. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
Was one
oh,
of
yeah.
That was
she,
a T1.
Again, you talk about those people that became weirdos. She's one of them. So,
she is.
You know,
she
I think there's a lot to say
it.
About people that are on reality shows. You know, and you know, especially those early reality shows like
oh, Bad Girls yeah. Club on Oxygen.
I'm
yeah,
a,
exactly.
I'm a fan. I like smut TV. Ooh. What can I say?
Golf Course Air Horn. That was a classic.
Yeah,
when they're in the bushes blaring the
oh,
air horn at the guys on the
oh my gosh.
It's funny.
As a golfer, I even laugh at that. And I guess that's a perfect segue. I mean, we got to talk about Tiger at the Hero World Challenge, right?
Yeah,
for
let's
the
do
next
that.
2 hours, or is it the golf ball rollback that the PGA announced? No.
Is that what that is?
Oh, buddy, if you want to go 2 hours on golf ball rollback, we can do it.
I mean,
I got quotes from Rory.
Hot golf ball talk.
I think off air, we can talk a lot about that.
Well, if there was golf in the Northwest, Swag definitely covered that yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
But luckily, this show is called Football Sunday. So we're going to talk a lot of football. We got, of course, the final Pac-12 championship game. We have, basically, we have to sit here and be like, what does next year look like for the two Oregon teams?
This is a requiem for the Pac-12. That's pretty much what we're doing, you know, right now. Like, it's that's it.
Can I just admit I was not ready to host a post-game show for a loss on Friday?
Oh, I wouldn't admit, buddy, I'm right there with you.
I was not. I got to eat crow and say, man, I thought the Ducks were going to win.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We are about 45 minutes to an hour away from the college football playoff rankings, the final four team playoff rankings. Thank God. We got a lot to get to. Beavers. I want to touch on the Civil War just a little bit in the second hour since we weren't here last week and Beavers future after that game. Yeah, we'll have the playoff announce. Who do you love in the second hour, which we will have the full slate of NFL games to choose from since it is before 10 a.m. And then, yeah, we'll see what we got going on after that. Sound good? All right. So let's first start with, unfortunately, the Oregon Ducks losing, I hate saying that word, to the Washington Huskies in the Pac-12 championship game on Friday. You can text into the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6FAN, with your thoughts. But that's where we go next here. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's there.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Football Sunday. Listen, I'm going to preface this segment by you're going to get a lot of like rational Joe, like sports commentator, you know, football fan. This is what we watched. This is what we saw as a collective out there. And then you're going to get irrational Ducks fan alum Joe that is not too happy. Is that fair? Is that fair that sometimes you're going to get a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing going on in this next few segments? Is that okay?
It's cool in the gang, bro.
All right. Well, with that being said, damn it! Damn it! I am three straight times by 3 points, dude. Yeah. I'm like, this is, it's brutal. Like, I can't keep, like, I'm 31. I can't keep doing this. The ticker is not in good shape, I imagine, at this point. Being a Cowboys fan and then a Ducks fan, like, it can, no way. Damn it! All right. I hope that's it. I hope that's it of that. With that being said, what an effing game. Man. Like, that was football side, what a way to go out. Back and forth, drama, fourth downs, fumbles that are getting called back to incomplete passes, turnover ball followed by turnover, right when you think the Ducks are out. Huge 70-yard, like, it was just, from beginning to end, it was chaos, in a sense. It was everything you wanted it to be as far as a football fan, a fan of the conference, and wanting it to be the last real bang of how you're going out. I mean, you got Washington, Oregon. one of the best, possibly the biggest rivalry in the conference of all time. Like, what else could you ask for? That was a playoff game, right? Like, that was essentially a playoff game.
Playoff game.
Those are two teams that are wholly deserved to go to the playoff. And fortunately for the Huskies and Washington, they pulled it out. And we can get to all the different factors. I think the biggest thing that determined this game, and it's like the only note I have wrote down, trenches with three exclamation points. Line of scrimmage. And again, we have a lot of things we can get to, different players, impacts there. But I thought that is where that game was won, is that the offensive line and the defensive line, the defensive box for Washington, they took that game personal on both sides of the ball. And I feel like it clearly showed with the running back's performance. Johnson busting for another 100 and something yards like he did the first time.
152.
And then the defense, they were flying around. It was, you know, again, Football Joe, the guy who loves the game, tip of the cap to Washington because you showed up. You were the better team and you won that game.
I think it was, again, being in those trenches were an important part of the game because you were able to see who was tougher, you know, in a lot of ways. And Washington showed that they were a little bit tougher, you know, out there. That their offensive line pretty much did everything that they wanted to, for, you know, for the most part.
I think they took it very personal. Dorless saying earlier in the week that he wanted to get after Michael Penix and quote unquote, you know, hurt him essentially. By the way, Penix did not look hurt at all.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't have a great game as far as like passing touchdowns. And I think a lot of people, because even coming in, I was like, man, Michael Penix Jr. didn't play great. And then I'm looking at the box and I was like, man, he did have 319 for,
he hit Polk on a couple of long balls. Yeah. I believe he hit McMillan one with one as well. No, he played very well.
No, he did. And he made his receivers look like superstars, you know, out there. And so I think everything was going the way Michael Penix Jr. kind of wanted to do everything, every way that the Huskies wanted to go, on the ground, through the air, defensively they showed up on those like a close fourth and short situations, and they were able to show up the entire time. I think Oregon let a few things get away. There's a few like, you know, should have been interceptions, and you know, other plays that they just kind of let slip through their fingers, but you know, figuratively, or literally and figuratively, I guess. But overall, I think Washington was the better team. You know, there was so much riding on this game. Like, this is for a lot of reasons, and including the fact that it was the last one ever, the most important game in Oregon's history, more than likely. Like, think about it. Like, the Heisman was on the line. A trip to the playoff was on the line. The last ever Pac-12 championship that's going to be awarded was on the line. Like, all these different, you know, things that would be a storyline in themselves. Any one of those, you know, things would be the storyline of any game. And, you know, you came up short. And when you say short, Joe, you 3 points. Again, just three. And so it's hard to... I know we had this whole argument a few weeks ago, and I was saying that, man, Washington was just a better team. You know, maybe not overall, maybe not throughout the season, but in that game, Washington was just better than Oregon was when it needed to happen. And then
I was saying here, it's like, well, Oregon is the better team right now with how they're performing, but the head-to-head showed that Washington was the better team at that moment. Well, this, to me, this seals it. Like,
yeah,
Washington
confirmation
was the better team then. And regardless of what they were the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, those close games, I know it was ugly. Well, you got your chance again, Oregon, and you didn't take advantage of it. Who is the better team twice now?
I got to lean into, though, you guys. It was a close game. Maybe there's debate. You know, it'll obviously forever be talked about that it was closer because of that Trayshon Holden touchdown at the end, which was crazy and gave the Ducks a chance. I mean, really, until, 40 seconds left, there was still life. But gosh, man, at one point in the third quarter, they had like a 74% chance on ESPN's odds to win the game. They were getting to it at some point, but that first quarter just killed them.
It started
guys.
So slow.
And if you talk about any of those two possessions, a field goal, some kind of pulse where you were, I think, 0 for everything except for one pass play, you had 9 yards. And you were out in 6 plays. You had the ball for less than 2 minutes in the first quarter. You can't do that. And it's so sad that I'm sitting there earlier in the week being like, well, you know what? If they don't score on their opening possession, it's probably going to end up where Washington covers. They don't just cover, they win. And that even with Washington playing as well as they did, even with Dylan Johnson, I mean, they pulled out trick plays, you guys, to try and fool Oregon here, and they did. But even with that, Oregon still lost by three. I'm sorry. I'm kind of leaning more on the damn it side with Joe because it was so close. And if Oregon looked at all above anemic in that first quarter, they would have won this game. So, yeah, you're right, guys. These teams are closely matched, but I'm sitting here still digging my heels in, very, very pissed.
Yeah, I kind of felt like the first game, Washington stole one. Right, man, Oregon, they left a lot on the table. Washington just stole a game.
And that's why I think me and a lot of people thought that Oregon was still the better team.
Yeah.
Again, this one leaves no doubt. Like, Oregon, Washington was the better team today, or Friday, rather, from beginning to end. Like you mentioned in the first quarter, like having the ball for however many minutes, 9 total yards. That's because Washington flew out the gate
everywhere.
And punched you in the mouth right away with their defense. 3 and out, 3 and out. Whether that's execution, to me, that I see that as a defense that was ready to go right out the gate. And quite frankly, towards the end of the game, you were even see them still flying around, still have that passion that, like, they were ready. And I somewhat blame Vegas. Damn them for making them a 10-point dog, because you know that was in that locker room all week, them talking about that.
And they forced Bo Nix into an early interception, I want to say, in the second quarter. Like, Bo Nix...
That was second half.
Was it second half?
Yeah, because it was right after threw his. So I think it was, I think early fourth or... early third quarter. That
okay.
Was before they took the lead.
I know it was somewhere, you know, earlier, but, you know, Bo Nix is a guy that has 3 total interceptions on the season, right? He's got, like, what, 40 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and they were doing a good job getting in his face and getting at him and, you know, forced him into a rare mistake, you know? And so that's how you can tell, like, yeah, this Washington team was motivated to go out there and show that, man, we deserve to be in this playoff. So, man, it sucks, you know, if you're an Oregon fan, but congratulations to the Huskies, man. It's hard to beat a team in football. No, but seriously.
You can say good game. You don't have to say congratulations.
I mean, the truth, it's hard to beat a team twice in a season, right, in college football. It's really, really hard to do.
It is.
And so they did it twice within a month and a half, you know, we're able to kind of do that. It's pretty impressive, man. Like, Oregon isn't an easy team to beat. They've got 2 losses on their schedule. And they both come from the same squad. Like, that's super, super impressive.
And props to Michael Penix's talent. Props to the wide receiver room's talent. The wide receiver.
NFL. Those are NFL receivers.
All of them showed up.
Straight up.
The best in the crumbling Pac-12. I thought it was USC at the beginning of the season. Nope, no. McMillan, Adunze, Polk, and obviously they even had Giles Jackson back, who they did not have to use a year of his eligibility to bring him back. They kind of dinked and dunked, did not play him in the Wazoo game in the Apple Cup, and now they played him this week, and he didn't really affect at least the box score, but I think him being there definitely made it harder for the Ducks secondary.
Well, and gosh, who is it, their return man, who I think had a touchdown... Jeremy Bernard.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, he only had
a tight end, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had only 3 touches, but he did have a touchdown.
Well,
but I believe
he's a wide receiver.
But he was their return man also. He had that 32-yard punt return. That dude, I mean, he looked like 6'3", 215, 220. He was 6'1". It says he's 6'1", 203. He looks a lot bigger than that out there for sure. So Washington's got some dudes. On the Vancouver 4 text line, you got a free 4 points in the first half on a bad PI call. Very true.
Yeah. That's true.
That at the end of the half there, I was saying they needed to get at least 3 points. Literally, I laughed out loud when they called that PI call on Washington because it seemed like Troy gave up on that play, Troy Franklin. So, yeah, I agree with the text line on that, but calls happen, refs F up, classic Pac-12 ref right there. So you still won the game, Washington, even with that.
No.
Yeah. On the YouTube stream, the play calling in the first quarter was definitely head-scratching. The Ducks just came out looking flat and uninspired in that first half on Friday, and they had to play catch-up. That and the defense just got shredded by the Huskies' wide receiver. On a side note, after that game Friday, I think Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman now. Which we can get to maybe second hour, because Rashad and I were talking about that before the show. But I do want to talk about this college football playoff coming up, because Washington is in. There is a lot of conversations and people bitching and moaning about who should be in the Final Four. I don't think there's much of a debate.
No.
And we're going to do that next year on Football Sunday.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't think there is.
Yeah, maybe.
Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, college football playoff talk. Who is going to be the Final Four? We do that next here, Football Sunday. But first, SportsCenter update, Jordan Schultz.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right. You guys ready for some college football playoffs?
Let's hear it, man. Let's do it.
Well, you're going to have to, like, wait a month because the games are, but... So, if you're ready, I'm sorry. But there will be the teams announced today.
I mean, it's very shortly. It is like a month, isn't it? Today's like the third, right?
I watched all the games yesterday, but I was still pretty pissed.
Oh, dude, damn it!
Thank you, Joe.
I got over it real quick,
that's
man.
That's going to be a sounder.
Nothing tequila won't fix.
All right. You of know. Course you got over it. Well, hey, for me, I instantly turned that game off. And I turned on 72 Most Dangerous Places to Live, and it made me feel a little bit better that there were worse places at that very moment than the state I was in
Friday
night.
Silver lining, bro.
Like, God, my life is terrible. Let's learn about Jakarta going underwater.
No? Yeah, you definitely want to be, you know, in the Northwest.
What's going on there in Djibouti? How hard is it to live there?
Somalia. Okay, well, I could be a Ducks fan in Somalia. Yeah, made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, you could, but yeah, I think you're.
Is there a Ducks bar in Somalia?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a lot of things in Somalia. Have you ever watched Dark Tourist? By the way,
Dark Tourist?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Sounds racist, but no.
No, it's a white dude that is okay. On it.
So, whoa,
it's the seedy stuff of the world. There, Rashad. Yeah. It has nothing to do
and
with
it's
actual.
Supposed to buy a white dude?
Wow!
When does it end?
Jeez.
When does it end?
So, college football? What just happened? I blacked out there. I drove in this morning listening to the ESPN show before us and having to listen to, I think Matt Jones is his name, of ESPN, bitch and moan and cry about how can you leave the SEC out of it? And he's a Kentucky grad, a Kentucky fan.
They have nothing going on at Kentucky besides basketball.
And they don't even have that because they just lost to like UNC Greensboro.
Is Calipari
at Rupp Arena the other night, by the way? Yes, I believe so. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Just
we digress.
Yeah.
I have never been one to root for the teams in the conference that are at a higher stage or a higher level than the team I root for in my affiliation. This is the fan Joe. This is the irrational Joe. Like, all right, well, Washington, you won. So go to the college football playoff and you go and represent the Pac-12, man. No. Like, that's not Oregon. That should be Oregon in my eyes because Oregon is that good and at that level that they could be in a playoff, right? Obviously this year, not year, because they lost to a team that was better. But that's the level they're striving for, right?
Right.
To go to Rose Bowls, college football playoffs, Nat, like that. They want to get to that point. So if I see a team in the Pac-12 that is doing that, why should I, like, why am I going to be happy about that? Why am I going to root for that team? If I don't even care if it was Washington. Like, let insert Utah, USC. Like, I don't want those teams winning. I don't want them to look better than my team.
So with that, like, do you not, I mean, I understand not wanting them to win within the conference, right? But let's just say it's one of those, you know, early college football weeks or the last, you know, game of the year is the bowl game. You don't want Utah to beat, I don't know, Florida when they played each other early in the year?
Because if Utah loses that game, you know what I do? Is I just laugh at them and make fun of them. Because it's like, all right, cool. You had an opportunity to win a game. And if you win it, good for you, Utah. You beat Florida in the swamp, at home, whatever. Cool. Good for Utah. I don't see it like, hell yeah, Pac-12, we did it again.
Well, and I think the reason...
Like, no, absolutely not.
I am one of those guys, and here's why.
And look, Mergatis, there is no Pac-12 anymore. Like, all that conference pride...
Well, that wasn't our fault, man. You can...
I would actually champion that that's more guys like you, Joe, your fault because of, the lack of support for the conference.
Yes,
in
I was the reason
I'm not saying you're the driving force.
No, that's what he's saying. It's you. No.
Yeah, you. You and Larry Scott. Damn you, Joe!
The fans that don't actually care about the other teams in the conference and have that conference. I think there was someone else. I think it's Big John. He has the same feeling too. Like, if it ain't the Cougs, why should I care?
And you know why? Because like you, like Big John is a Coug. You are a Duck. Like, I mean, when it's one of those things, I totally understand. Like, the Pac-12 was also made up of a lot of people who went to Eastern Washington and a lot of people who went to Portland State and a lot of people who didn't go to these Pac-10, Pac-12, school, Pac-8
schools. Yeah, I went to Mount Hood Community College.
Yeah, and so, like, you have a lot of people that still have love for the Ducks, still have love for the Bees.
Go Yetis?
If you're me...
What's the Mount Hood Community College mascot?
Yeah. I believe it's the St. Bernards, or now they just go by the Saints, because... I think St. Bernard's is great. Like, don't drop the Bernard's part of it. Come on.
Yeah, that's, you know, so I totally get that part. But I think what it is we look at the disrespect that the Pac-12, Oregon, Washington, whomever, gets from around the country, and it's almost kind of like taking offense. Like, man, no, we got USC over here. We've got Washington over here. We got some teams that are legit over here in the Pac-12, and we just beat each other up all the time, and people look at the Pac-12 and say, finesse football. That's what they've always said. Not as tough. They're softer than the SEC. They're softer than the Big Ten. You know, they don't know how to play football in those elements. So if you're me, I'm looking at like, no, man, Oregon's legit. Washington's legit. Oregon State now is legit. There's some great teams with here in the Pac-12. And so then you become defensive of, that's why if you're me or people like me, yeah, we pull for the conference. So now when they do play a Big Ten team and Oregon State clobbers Iowa or something like that, you're like,
Cal almost beats Auburn like they did earlier in the year.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we do play football over here. Or when Utah goes into the swamp early like they did earlier in this year and pull out a win. It's like, yeah, that's Pac-12 football right there on the SEC's ass. That's what we do over here. Pause.
And then I see it as like, cool, that'll be a lot better when Oregon beats them, because then that'll make Oregon look a lot better.
But you know when it comes to fruition? Right now. As we're sitting here saying the Washington may be a three seed. You're one of your three undefeated teams is going to be a three seed potentially?
They'll be the two seed. It will be Michigan will be one. Washington will be two. Whether they put Texas above Florida State, and this is where I say there isn't a debate, and listening to that Matt Jones on ESPN all morning bitch and moan about you can't leave the SEC out. It's like, well, let's do this, all right? Alabama beat Georgia. Alabama's better than Georgia, right?
That's what it's, yeah.
Yeah. Texas beat Alabama in Alabama by double digits. So Texas is better than Alabama.
That's what it says.
All right, so that settles that right away. So Texas is better than those two teams. And then are we just going to throw away the precedent of undefeated Power 5 teams that has been set for the last, I don't know, 10 years?
And both Michigan and Washington have essentially beaten two top 10 teams, Washington being Oregon twice.
And I'm sorry, Florida State, who did they beat at the very beginning of the season? Oh, yeah, LSU with the quarterback
the favorite for the Heisman.
Maybe going to win the Heisman, front runner after what happened on Friday. I mean,
and
so
you know
that's
why?
Because
there's somebody out there that values the SEC, and they value the conference. Of course, we know Alabama and Georgia are the crown jewels.
But outside of those two, like SEC this year, I mean, Ole Miss played
reputation,
Georgia
and
got smacked. Alabama, they won all their games. Like, they played, I think it was Alabama over Tennessee. Tennessee lost to Georgia 38-10. It was Alabama and Georgia, and that was it.
Yeah.
Missouri had a good season.
No, Alabama lost to Texas. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Alabama, if they played Tennessee, they beat him, obviously. But
yes. Yeah,
Missouri was close this year, but even when they played Georgia, lost by 10. Like,
Alabama's schedule was harder than Georgia's overall. That's not even a question.
But also, with that being said, Alabama, 3-point win over Texas A&M. How'd they do this year? 3-point win over Arkansas. How'd they do? What, 14-point win, 17-3 victory over UAB?
Because the reputation of the SEC is it's a meat grinder. But it's not. But in the Pac-12, we're soft, right? And I think that's why, and I think that's the reason that people kind of cape so hard for the Pac-12, because you expect for them to have close games with subpar teams. For us, like Texas A&M, like even Dan Lanning was like, yeah, I'm good. Don't want to go to Texas A&M. We'll stay right here in the Pac-12 at this point because it's a better job, because there were better teams over here. But it's reputation that we value the SEC as what it is what it's always been.
Yeah, Joe, what you hope for with the Pac-12 kind of just having one blue blood at the top at the end is frankly hurt the reputation of the conference and been one of the reasons why it's dying over the past decade and a half, because everybody looks like, perfect example, Rashad just said, the SEC's a meat grinder. The Pac-12 has been a meat grinder too.
Forever.
They cannibalize the hell out of each other, but for some reason we've called that a negative, and in the SEC it's a positive. I digress. The Pac-12 is dead now.
Have a comment from our guy Adam Jones on the YouTube stream.
Shout Adam Jones.
I'm an LSU fan, and I will never root for another SEC team.
Did Adam go to LSU? Or is he from...
See, I don't want to hear that because I have...
I think it's a thing.
Well, yeah. I told you before the show, like, one of my best friends is a Miami Hurricanes fan. Didn't go to Miami, just loved him from the U days. Mm-hmm. That guy screams from a mountaintop how undervalued, underestimated, underappreciated the ACC is. Look how many guys go into the NFL. Like, bop, 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 bop. Like, and I tell him, like, cool. So... And that got, what, Clemson a national champion? Like, are you happy for Clemson? Are you happy for Florida State's national championship when they beat Auburn a couple? Like you're rooting for your rivals.
It legitimizes your... It's like, it's almost like being, not happy, but being able to stomach the fact that if you're in the NBA playoffs, you lost to the eventual champion. Like, at least in this case, if you... Like, I feel better about somebody from my conference winning, because that at least says that, okay, well... We were close, or we're doing the right thing, or had we not lost that game or that two games, then we could have been right there with them. And I think that's what, you know, what that is for a lot of people is like, yeah, as a conference, we're legit. And if people don't respect you as a conference, then you end up as potentially the 3 seed. Like I keep seeing people saying Washington could potentially end up there. I'm like, it's hard to say. Talking about Florida State, there's a team that might not make it in at all. There's the people saying Florida State, because their quarterback situation, they might not make it. An undefeated Florida State Seminoles team.
Which city burns down tonight? Tuscaloosa or Tallahassee?
Ooh, Tuscaloosa.
No. I think Tallahassee's going to be pissed. I think
They're left out?
I think it was either, on Sports Sunday a couple weeks ago, or like we were taking...
When Jordan Travis went down.
Yeah, it was. And you were asking, well, what should the committee do here? And I remember chiming in and say, you know what? I understand we're talking about the top four teams, and that's the committee's decision, but there's a couple of ambiguous terms left in their ultimate like reasoning. So, and the reasons for that are because you're supposed to kind of feel it. You're supposed to see what's happening at that time. And yeah, the quarterback went down, but isn't the rest of the team still damn good? They won yesterday in the conference championship. I don't see a reason why they should be left out. But unfortunately, with the stacked nature of a four-team playoff, somebody has to be. And frankly, I think Georgia should be in above them. But I also think Florida State should be in. So, you know what? I don't think you should penalize them for taking, you know, an injury to their quarterback. However, I don't know how you include them either.
Well, thank God this is the last year of the 14 playoffs.
Right. No kidding.
I think this is like the perfect timing for all that, where it's like, what the hell do we do? These teams deserve. I mean, literally the top eight, you know, whoever gets left out, Georgia, Alabama, and even Oregon, like all those teams are great teams that deserve a shot at a larger tournament. And we're going to get it next year.
And essentially, like you guys said, the Oregon-Washington game was a playoff game. Last year of a 14 playoff, next year it would have been a playoff game, most likely, or some similar matchup.
Going to read some text. You can text in to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Read your thoughts. Who do you think is going to be that fourth team in? I am curious to... see what the listeners out there think as far as what they value more, the undefeated season, just the overall eye test of what they're seeing from Alabama. I'm curious. We get to that next as we wrap up hour one, and then we will be getting those college football rankings, the final one, very shortly after. We do that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Just talking about Tom Brady being amazing.
Yeah.
Annoying.
I mean, unless we're Alex Smith, you know. So he had some things to say about Brady, you know, and Rex Ryan and the AFC East at that point.
I would assume Tom Brady is kind of an ass off the field.
Like, you think so?
Kind of a jerk. He's one of those guys that strikes me as somebody that very, very carefully curates his public image, you know, in front of the cameras, out public, but very, very privately, he's an a-hole. And I've seen, gosh, I think in his breakup with Gisele Bundchen, like there were clips, of the angry Tom Brady
right?
going around. Which, yeah, I get it. You know, he's in the middle of a divorce. He's not going to be like totally cool headed, but like it's like, oh, that's a glimpse into the real Tom. There it is.
Right there. College football playoff selection show next
is it?
On ESPN. If you want to watch that, but I would say you can watch it. Just don't listen to it. You turn those speakers down and you keep listening to us, is what I was going to say. Man, everybody on the Texans on the ESPN show over the Broncos.
Well, why shouldn't they be?
CJ Stroud is real, bro.
By the way, who do you love in the second hour? But text line, people say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's BS. They play less conference games. The best teams intentionally don't play each other in the regular season. Washington played Oregon. Ohio State played Michigan. Texas played Oklahoma. And Clemson played Florida State. The SEC is a paper conference. I'll disagree with the first part, that I don't feel like I hear anybody ever say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's the Pac-12. That's what's been the Pac-12 for the last decade now, is that someone's there at the end and then an Arizona State or someone trips them up. And, you know, that's what we've seen with Oregon. I mean, UCLA versus USC long time ago. I think that was BCS days. But yeah, I mean, like, it's a scapegoat. I mean, it is one of the best ways to have an extra win on the conference and make yourself look better. And I hope at this point the committee sees through all that BS. I hope that they, trust me, and I think like Kentucky's AD is on the college football playoff board, and of course there's guys from all different conferences, but I hope that everybody is in that room, laments on the fact, and kind of like makes fun of the SEC for that, and tells them like, yeah, but you guys don't play football like we do. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you only play a conference game like the rest of us are. Like, I would love to be in the room if they were doing that. You know, I would love to just be a fly on the wall in that room in general. Like, do you think it gets petty in that room between some of those people, like them saying some like passive aggressive stuff? And like, well,
the head of the committee's name is Boo. What do you think?
At least we didn't lose to or beat Arkansas by only 3 points. Wait, what'd you say? Nothing. Yeah,
they call these players thoroughbreds in that meeting. No,
Cartman.
Yeah, I think it's probably a real
college athlete.
It's a lot of money in the room, and a lot of people trying to also. And that's the big thing. Was it last year that Cincinnati got in? Was it last
2 years
year?
Ago?
Two years ago, Cincinnati and TCU got in. I'm curious.
Well, Cincinnati
what,
2 years ago,
and then TCU last year.
Which
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right. You guys ready for some college football playoffs?
Let's hear it, man. Let's do it.
Well, you're going to have to like wait a month because the games are, if you're ready, I'm sorry. But there will be the teams announced today.
I mean, that's very shortly. It is like a month, isn't it? Today's like the third, right?
I watched all the games yesterday, but I was still pretty pissed.
Oh, dude, damn it!
Thank you, Joe.
I got over it real quick,
man. That's going to be a sounder.
Nothing tequila won't fix.
All right. Of course you got over it. Well, hey, for me, I instantly turned that game off. And I turned on 72 Most Dangerous Places to Live, and it made me feel a little bit better that there were worse places at that very moment than the state I was in
Friday
night.
Silver lining, bro.
Like, God, my life is terrible. Let's learn about Jakarta going underwater.
No? Yeah, you definitely want to be, in the Northwest.
What's going on there in Djibouti? How hard is it to live there?
Somalia. Okay, well, I could be a Ducks fan in Somalia. Yeah, made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, you could, but yeah, I think you're.
Is there a Ducks bar in Somalia?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a lot of things in Somalia. Have you ever watched Dark Tourist? By the way,
Dark Tourist?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Sounds racist, but no.
No, it's a white dude that is on it.
So whoa,
the seedy stuff of the world there, Rashad. Yeah. It has nothing to do
and
with
it's
actual.
Hosted by
race.
A white dude.
Wow.
When is it in?
Jeez.
When is it in?
So, college football? What just happened? I blacked out there. I drove in this morning listening to the ESPN show before us and having to listen to, I think Matt Jones is his name, of ESPN, bitch and moan and cry about how can you leave the SEC out of it? And he's a Kentucky grad, a Kentucky fan.
Which like they have nothing going on at Kentucky besides basketball.
And they don't even have that because they just lost to like UNC Greensboro.
Is Calipari
at Rupp Arena the other night, by the way. Yes, I believe so. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Just
we digress.
Yeah.
I have never been one to root for the teams in the conference that are at a higher stage or a higher level than the team I root for in my affiliation. This is the fan Joe. This is the irrational Joe. Like, all right, well, Washington, you won. So go to the college football playoff and you go and represent the Pac-12, man. No. Like, that's not Oregon. That should be Oregon in my eyes because Oregon is that good and at that level that they could be in a playoff, right? Obviously this year, not year, because they lost to a team that was better. But that's the level they're striving for, right?
Right.
To go to Rose Bowls, college football playoffs, Nat, like that. They want to get to that point. So if I see a team in the Pac-12 that is doing that. Why should I, like, why am I going to be happy about that? Why am I going to root for that team? If I don't even care if it was Washington, like, let insert Utah, USC. Like, I don't want those teams winning. I don't want them to look better than my team.
So with that, like, do you not, I mean, I understand not wanting them to win within the conference, right? But let's just say it's one of those, you know, early college football weeks or the last, you know, game of the year within the, is the bowl game. You don't want Utah to beat, I don't know, Florida when they're playing each other, when they played each other early in the year?
Because if Utah loses that game, you know what I do? Is I just laugh at them and make fun of them. Because it's like, all right, cool, you had an opportunity to win a game, and if you win it, good for you, Utah. You beat Florida in the swamp, at home, whatever, cool. Good for Utah. I don't see it like, hell yeah, Pac-12, we did it again.
Well, and I think the reason...
Like, no, actually, absolutely not.
I am one of those guys, and here's
why. And look where it got us. There is no Pac-12 anymore. Like, all that conference pride...
Well, that wasn't our fault, man. You can...
I would actually champion that's more guys like you, Joe, your fault because of, the lack of support for the conference.
Yes,
in
I was the reason
I'm not saying you're the driving force.
No,
but
that's
what
he's saying. It's you. No.
Yeah, you. You and Larry Scott. Damn you, Joe!
The fans that don't actually care about... the other teams in the conference and have that conference. I think there was someone else. I think it's Big John. He has the same feeling too. Like, if it ain't the Cougs, why should I care?
And you know why? Because like you, like Big John is a Coug. You are a Duck. Like, I mean, when it's one of those things, I totally understand. Like, the Pac-12 was also made up of a lot of people who went to Eastern Washington and a lot of people who went to Portland State and a lot of people who didn't go to these Pac-10, Pac-12, school, Pac-8.
Yeah, I went to Mount Hood Community College.
Yeah, and so, like, you have a lot of people that still have love for the Ducks, still have love for the Bees.
Go Yetis?
If you're me...
What's the Mount Hood Community College mascot?
I believe it's the St. Bernards, or now they just go by the Saints, because... I think St. Bernard's is great. Like, don't drop the Bernard's part of it. Come on.
Yeah, that's, you know, so I totally get that part. But I think what it is we look at the disrespect that the Pac-12, Oregon, Washington, whomever, gets from around the country, and it's almost kind of like taking offense. Like, man, no, we got USC over here. We've got Washington over here. We got some teams that are legit over here in the Pac-12, and we just beat each other up all the time, and people look at the Pac-12 and say, finesse football. That's what they've always said. Not as tough. They're softer than the SEC. They're softer than the Big Ten. You know, they don't know how to play football in those elements. So if you're me, I'm looking at like, no, man, Oregon's legit. Washington's legit. Oregon State now is legit. There's some great teams with here in the Pac-12. And so then you become defensive of, that's why if you're me or people like me, yeah, we pull for the conference. So now when they do play a Big Ten team and Oregon State clobbers Iowa or something like that, you're like,
Cal almost beats Auburn like they did earlier in the year.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we do play football over here. Or when Utah goes into the swamp early like they did earlier this year and pull out a win. It's like, yeah, that's Pac-12 football right there on the SEC's ass. That's what we do over here. Pause.
And then I see it as like, cool, that'll be a lot better when Oregon beats them, because then that'll make Oregon look a lot better.
But you know when it comes to fruition? Right now. As we're sitting here saying the Washington may be a 3 seed. You're one of your 3 undefeated teams is gonna be a three seed potentially?
They'll be the 2 seed. It will be Michigan will be 1, Washington will be 2. Whether they put Texas above Florida State, and this is where I say there isn't a debate, and listening to that Matt Jones on ESPN all morning bitch and moan about, you can't leave the SEC out. It's like, well, let's do this, all right? Alabama beat Georgia. Alabama's better than Georgia, right?
That's what it's, yeah.
Yeah. Texas beat Alabama in Alabama by double digits, so Texas is better than Alabama.
That's what it says.
All right, so that settles that right away. So Texas is better than those 2 teams. And then are we just going to throw away the precedent of undefeated Power 5 teams that has been set for the last, I don't know, 10 years?
And both Michigan and Washington have essentially beaten 2 top 10 teams, Washington being Oregon twice.
And I'm sorry, Florida State, who did they beat at the very beginning of the season? Oh, yeah, LSU with the quarterback who is now the
favorite for the Heisman.
Maybe going to win the Heisman, front runner after what happened on Friday. I mean,
and
so
you know
that's
why? Because there's somebody out there that values the SEC, and they value the conference. Of course, we know Alabama and Georgia are the crown jewels.
But outside of those two, like SEC this year, I mean, Ole Miss played
reputation.
Georgia
and
got smacked. Alabama, they won all their games. Like, they played, I think it was Alabama over Tennessee. Tennessee lost to Georgia 38-10. It was Alabama and Georgia, and that was it.
Yeah.
Missouri had a good season.
No, Alabama lost to Texas. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Alabama, they played Tennessee. They beat him, obviously. But
yes. Yeah,
Missouri was close this year, but even when they played Georgia, lost by 10. Like,
Alabama's schedule was harder than Georgia's overall. That's not even a quit.
But also, with that being said, Alabama, 3-point win over Texas A&M. How'd they do this year? 3-point win over Arkansas. How'd they do? What? 14-point win, 17-3 victory over UAB?
Because the reputation of the SEC is it's a meat grinder. But it's not. But in the Pac-12, we're soft, right? And I think that's why, and I think that's the reason that people kind of cape so hard for the Pac-12, because you expect for them to have close games with subpar teams. For us, like Texas A&M, like even Dan Lanning was like, yeah, I'm good. Don't want to go to Texas A&M. We'll stay right here in the Pac-12 at this point because it's a better job, because there were better teams over here. But it's reputation that we value the SEC as what it is, as what it's always been.
Yeah, Joe, what you hope for with the Pac-12 kind of just having one blue blood at the top at the end is frankly hurt the reputation of the conference and been one of the reasons why it's dying over the past decade and a half, because everybody looks like, perfect example, Rashad just said, the SEC's a meat grinder. The Pac-12 has been a meat grinder too.
Forever.
They cannibalize the hell out of each other, but for some reason we've called that a negative, and in the SEC it's a positive. I digress. The Pac-12 is dead now.
Have a comment from our guy Adam Jones on the YouTube stream. I'm an LSU fan, and I will never root for another SEC team.
Did Adam go to LSU? Or is he from?
See, I don't want to hear that because I have.
I think it's a thing.
Well, yeah. I told you before the show, like, one of my best friends is a Miami Hurricanes fan. Didn't go to Miami, just loved him from the U days. Mm-hmm. That guy screams from a mountaintop how undervalued, underestimated, underappreciated the ACC is. Look how many guys go into the NFL. Like, bop, 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 bop. Like, and I tell him, like, cool. So. And that got, what, Clemson a national champion? Like, are you happy for Clemson? Are you happy for Florida State's national championship when they beat Auburn a couple? Like you're rooting for your rivals.
It legitimizes your... It's almost like being not happy, but being able to stomach the fact that if you're in the NBA playoffs, you lost to the eventual champion. Like, at least in this case, if you... Like, I feel better about somebody from my conference winning, because that at least says that, okay, well... We were close, or we're doing the right thing, or had we not lost that game or that two games, then we could have been right there with them. And I think that's what, you know, what that is for a lot of people is like, yeah, as a conference, we're legit. And if the people don't respect you as a conference, then you end up as potentially the 3 seed. Like, I keep seeing people saying Washington could potentially end up there. I'm like, it's hard to say. Talking about Florida State, there's a team that might not make it in at all. There's the people saying Florida State, because their quarterback situation, they might not make it. An undefeated Florida State Seminoles team.
Which city burns down tonight? Tuscaloosa or Tallahassee?
Tuscaloosa.
No. I think Tallahassee's going to be pissed. I think Mike.
You think they're left out?
Unfortunately, we talked about, I think it was either, yeah, on Sports Sunday a couple weeks ago, or like we were taking.
When Jordan Travis went down.
Yeah, it was. And you were asking, well, what should the committee do here? And I remember chiming in and say, you know what? I understand we're talking about the top 4 teams, and that's the committee's decision, but there's a couple of ambiguous terms left in their ultimate, like, reasoning. So, and the reasons for that are because you're supposed to kind of feel it. You're supposed to see what's happening at that time. And yeah, the quarterback went down, but isn't the rest of the team still damn good? They won yesterday in the conference championship. I don't see a reason why they should be left out. But unfortunately, with the stacked nature of a 4-team playoff, somebody has to be. And frankly, I think Georgia should be in above them. But I also think Florida State should be in. So, you know what? I don't think you should penalize them for taking, an injury to their quarterback. However, I don't know how you include them either.
Well, thank God this is the last year of the 14 playoffs.
Right. No kidding.
I think this is like the perfect timing for all that, where it's like, what the hell do we do? These teams deserve. I mean, literally the top eight, you know, whoever gets left out, Georgia, Alabama, and even Oregon, like all those teams are great teams that deserve a shot at a larger tournament. And we're going to get it next year.
And essentially, like you guys said, the Oregon-Washington game was a playoff game. Last year of a 14 playoff, next year it would have been a playoff game, most likely, or some similar matchup.
Going to read some text. You can text in to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Read your thoughts. Who do you think is going to be that fourth team in? I am curious to see what the listeners out there think as far as what they value more, the undefeated season, just the overall eye test of what they're seeing from Alabama. I'm curious. We get to that next as we wrap up hour one, and then we will be getting those college football rankings, the final one, very shortly after. We do that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Just talking about Tom Brady being amazing.
Yeah.
Annoying.
I mean, unless we're Alex Smith, you know. So he had some things to say about Brady, you know, and Rex Ryan and the AFC East at that point.
I would assume Tom Brady is kind of an ass off the field.
Like, you think so?
Kind of a jerk. He's one of those guys that strikes me as somebody that very, very carefully curates his public image, you know, in front of the cameras, out public, but very, very privately, he's an a-hole. And I've seen, gosh, I think in his breakup with Gisele Bundchen, like there were clips, of, you know, of the angry Tom Brady going around. Which, yeah, I get it. You know, he's in the middle of a divorce. He's not going to be like totally cool headed, but like it's like, oh, that's a glimpse into the real Tom. There it is.
Right there. College football playoff selection show next
is it?
On ESPN. If you want to watch that, but I would say you can watch it. Just don't listen to it. You turn those speakers down and you keep listening to us, is what I was going to say. Man, everybody on the Texans on the ESPN show over the Broncos.
Well, why shouldn't they be?
CJ Stroud is real, bro.
By the way, who do you love in the second hour? But text line, people say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's BS. They play less conference games. The best teams intentionally don't play each other in the regular season. Washington played Oregon. Ohio State played Michigan, Texas played Oklahoma, and Clemson played Florida State. The SEC is a paper conference. I'll disagree with the first part, that I don't feel like I hear anybody ever say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's the Pac-12. That's what's been the Pac-12 for the last decade now, is that someone's there at the end and then an Arizona State or someone trips them up. And, you know, that's what we've seen with Oregon. I mean, UCLA versus USC long time ago. I think that was BCS days, but yeah, I mean, like, it's a scapegoat. I mean, it is the one of the best ways to have an extra win on the conference and make yourself look better. And I hope at this point the committee sees through all that BS. I hope that they trust me, and I think like Kentucky's AD is on the college football playoff board, and of course there's guys from all different conferences, but I hope that everybody is in that room laments on the fact and kind of like makes fun of the SEC for that and tells them like, yeah, but you guys don't play football like we do. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you only play a conference game like the rest of us are. Like, I would love to be in the room if they were doing that. You know, I would love to just be a fly on the wall in that room in general. Like, do you think it gets petty in that room between some of those people, like them saying some like passive aggressive stuff? And like, well,
the head of the committee's name is Boo. What do you think?
At least we didn't lose to or beat Arkansas by only 3 points. Wait, what'd you say? Nothing. Yeah,
they call these players thoroughbreds in that meeting. No,
they're
I mean,
Cartman.
Yeah, I think it's probably a real
college athlete.
It's a lot of money in the room and a lot of people trying to also, and that's the big thing. Was it last year that Cincinnati got in? Was it last
2 years
year?
Ago?
That yeah, a couple years ago that Cincinnati and TCU got in. I'm curious.
Well, Cincinnati
what,
2 years ago
and then TCU last year.
Which
I'm curious what the ratings were for either one of those games.
Didn't TCU
last year's national championship game was really good?
And I'm sorry, didn't TCU get in even after losing to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship
I
game?
I believe they did, and there was a little controversy because of that.
So I'm going to go on a limb here, but I'm going to assume that the ratings for the TCU or the Cincinnati games weren't incredibly high because the masses probably don't really want to see those teams and really know even who played.
Georgia
for those
ran over them, but it was still a good game.
Was it? Okay.
I enjoyed watching Stetson Bennett go off for 60-plus points and Georgia just absolutely roll.
Over TCU?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you see an ass kicking like that, it's kind of like definitive, and you can have the rest of your night to yourself, quite honestly.
But I
don't got to watch the whole thing.
I think this committee is going to look at who's potentially going to be able to make them the most money. Like,
don't do that.
I know it sounds bad, but at this
right,
point,
Joe,
college sports has given me no reason to not believe that they're not all about cash.
Oh, trust
That's
me.
That's it. So, I mean, as I'm looking at the ESPN page right now, and it's, Alabama and Dr. Pepper and all the they want it's big money for these playoff games. You're talking about the last four teams, last three football games of the year. They're trying to get every single penny out of this game. Remember last year when everybody was like, oh man, we hope there's a good chance it could be Michigan and Ohio State playing against each other for, I think it was maybe a first round or second year?
Yeah.
Second round game?
Yeah.
Or
well,
championship
it would have been
game? Championship game, yeah. Or was it the first round?
They played.
Either way, they wanted
Michigan
potentially to get.
Michigan played TCU, so that, yeah.
They, but
Michigan
they were talking
the
about potentially a Michigan-Ohio State game for the playoff and how much money that would bring in. So, yeah.
But
we
they
have
didn't
to,
do it.
They didn't. They didn't, which is a good thing because I think they probably wanted them to play each other in the championship.
Well, and let's be real, too. It's not like, if you choose Florida State over Alabama, you're not choosing Cincinnati. This is Florida State.
Not.
Like this, like
100%.
Huge fan base, huge following still. So as far as like eyeballs, like people are still clearly going to care about that game. Do you think it's going to be Florida State or Alabama? Because we're going to get the answer here in about
five minutes. Alabama.
You're saying Alabama.
I'm saying that looking at their strength of schedule, that they're going to have to be. And although the recent AP poll that just came out 20 minutes ago showed Texas at number 3. So this is just going to be wacky.
It's going to be hard to keep out an undefeated team.
In a Power 5 conference.
In a Power 5 conference. Like, and, if it were another team that maybe didn't have the pedigree of a Florida State, I'd probably say something different. But undefeated Florida State, and how do you keep them out? You don't.
Nasty defense.
I'm saying you don't.
No, Seminole fans are going to be pissed.
Yeah, you don't keep them out.
So Tallahassee burns, Tuscaloosa burns. I'm going with, Tuscaloosa is not going to be happy.
I don't think they'll be happy. I think they'll be just fine, but I think Tallahassee will burn that joint to the ground.
Nick Saban going to be grinning in his, $20 million mansion or whatever?
His lake house, yeah. Well, 3-2-1, ESPN switching over to the College Football Playoff Selection Show. So we will take our break and come right back. And hopefully we will be able to react live with all of you as you're all figuring out. Next, here on Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Just talking about Tom Brady being amazing.
Yeah.
Annoying.
I mean, unless we're Alex Smith, you know. So he had some things to say about Brady, you know, and Rex Ryan and the AFC East at that point.
I would assume Tom Brady is kind of an ass off the field.
Like, you think so?
Kind of a jerk. But he's one of those guys that strikes me as somebody that very, very carefully curates his public image, you know, in front of the cameras, out public, but very, very privately, he's an a-hole. And I've seen, gosh, I think in his breakup with Gisele Bundchen, like there were clips, of, you know, of the angry Tom Brady right. going around. Which, yeah, I get it. You know, he's in the middle of a divorce. He's not going to be like totally cool headed, but like it's like, oh, that's a glimpse into the real Tom. There it is.
Right there. College football playoff selection show next
is it?
On ESPN. If you want to watch that, but I would say you can watch it, just don't listen to it. You turn those speakers down and you keep listening to us, is what I was going to say. Man, everybody on the Texans on the ESPN show over the Broncos.
Well, why shouldn't they be?
CJ Stroud is real, bro.
By the way, who do you love in the second hour? But text line, people say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's BS. They play less conference games. The best teams intentionally don't play each other in the regular season. Washington played Oregon. Ohio State played Michigan. Texas played Oklahoma. And Clemson played Florida State. The SEC is a paper conference. I'll disagree with the first part, that I don't feel like I hear anybody ever say the SEC cannibalizes themselves. That's the Pac-12. That's what's been the Pac-12 for the last decade now, is that someone's there at the end and then an Arizona State or someone trips them up. And, you know, that's what we've seen with Oregon. I mean, UCLA versus USC long time ago. I think that was BCS days. But yeah, I mean, like, it's a scapegoat. I mean, it is one of the best ways to have an extra win on the conference and make yourself look better. And I hope at this point the committee sees through all that BS. I hope that they, trust me, and I think like Kentucky's AD is on the college football playoff board, and of course there's guys from all different conferences, but I hope that everybody is in that room, laments on the fact and kind of like makes fun of the SEC for that and tells them like, yeah, but you guys don't play football like we do. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you only play a conference game like the rest of us are. Like, I would love to be in the room if they were doing that. You know,
I would love to just be a fly on the wall in that room in general. Like, do you think it gets petty in that room between some of those people, like them saying some like passive aggressive stuff? And like, well,
the head of the committee's name is Boo. What do you think?
At least we didn't lose to or beat Arkansas by only 3 points. Wait, what did you say? Nothing.
Yeah, they like, call these players thoroughbreds in that meeting. In that meeting. No,
they're
Cartman. Yeah, I think it's probably a real
college athlete.
It's a lot of money in the room and a lot of people trying to also. And that's the big thing. Was it last year that Cincinnati got in? Was it last
2 years
year?
Ago?
A couple years ago, Cincinnati and TCU got in. I'm curious.
Well, Cincinnati 2 years ago
and then TCU last year.
Which
I'm curious what the ratings were for either one of those games.
Didn't TCU
last year's national championship game was really good?
And I'm sorry, didn't TCU get in even after losing to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game?
I believe they did, and there was a little controversy because of that.
So, I'm going to go on a limb here, but I'm going to assume that the ratings for the TCU or the Cincinnati games weren't incredibly high because the masses probably don't really want to see those teams and really know even who played.
Georgia ran over them, but it was still a good game.
Was it? Okay.
I enjoyed watching Stetson Bennett go off for 60-plus points and Georgia just absolutely roll.
Over TCU? Yes. Oh, yeah.
When
you see an ass kicking like that, it's kind of like definitive, and you can have the rest of your night to yourself, quite honestly.
But I
don't got to watch the whole thing.
I think this committee is going to look at who's potentially going to be able to make them the most money. Like,
don't do that.
I know it sounds bad, but at this point, college sports has given me no reason to not believe that they're not all about cash.
Oh, trust me.
That's it. So, I mean, as I'm looking at the ESPN page right now, and it's, Alabama and Dr. Pepper and all the, like, hey, man, like, they want, it's big money for these playoff games. You're talking about the last four teams, three football games of the year. They're trying to get every single penny out of this game. Remember last year when everybody was like, oh, man, we hope there's a good chance it could be Michigan and Ohio State playing against each other for, I think it was maybe a first round or second year?
Yeah.
Second round game?
Yeah.
Or
championship
game? Yeah. Or was it the first round?
They played.
Either way, they wanted
Michigan
potentially to get
TCU, so that, yeah.
But Michigan, they were talking about potentially a Michigan-Ohio State game for the playoff and how much money that would bring in. So, yeah.
But they didn't do it.
They didn't. They didn't, which is a good thing because I think they probably wanted them to play each other in the championship.
Well, and let's be real, too. It's not like, if you choose Florida State over Alabama, you're not choosing Cincinnati. This is Florida State.
Not.
Like this, like
100%.
Huge fan base, huge following still. So as far as like eyeballs, like people are still clearly going to care about that game. Do you think it's going to be Florida State or Alabama? Because we're going to get the answer here in about five minutes.
Alabama.
You're saying Alabama.
I'm saying that looking at their strength of schedule, that they're going to have to be. And although the recent AP poll that just came out 20 minutes ago showed Texas at number 3. So this is just going to be wacky.
It's going to be hard to keep out an undefeated team.
In a Power 5 conference.
Like, and, if it were another team that maybe didn't have the pedigree of a Florida State, I'd probably say something different. But undefeated Florida State, how do you keep them out? You don't.
Nasty defense.
I'm saying you don't.
No, Seminole fans are going to be pissed.
Yeah, you don't keep them out.
So Tallahassee burns, Tuscaloosa burns. I'm going with, Tuscaloosa is not going to be happy.
I don't think they'll be happy. I think they'll be just fine, but I think Tallahassee will burn that joint to the ground.
Nick Saban going to be grinning in his, $20 million mansion or whatever?
His lake house, yeah. Well, 3-2-1 ESPN switching over to the College Football Playoff Selection Show. So we will take our break and come right back. And hopefully we will be able to react live with all of you as you're all figuring out next here on Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.